Here with Davo after the home game against Kings Langley in the league. Davo obviously abandoned at half time, 1-0 down, but obviously going out second half down the slope and with a little bit of rain. Disappointed, or is it a fair call?
I think it's a fair call. I mean, I went out with one of their managers, and the referee was unsure. He was sort of looking for us to come away with a decision that we were all quite happy with, and I think it was the right decision. As I said, you know, it was fairly evenly poised. They'd had the better of the half. Yeah, the bit of wind, or the swirly wind, but a lot of it was in our face, and it was extremely hard to get out of the bottom goal mouth. It was boggy. You couldn't clear your lines very well out there, so it was hard to get out. So, you know, we fancied ourselves massively going down that slope second half, and obviously they probably fancied hanging on to a one goal lead. But in the end, you know, I think the right decision was made. I feel sorry for Kings Langley having to do the journey again, but, you know, the safety of the players was paramount, and that was what we all, you know, wanted.
And having said that, I know you said obviously it was difficult to get out your half in that first 45 minutes, but it was quite an even game. You had a fair amount of possession as well, and I know obviously Kings Langley hit the bar, but so did yourself, and you had a couple of other half chances as well.
Yeah, they surprised us a little bit. They'd signed a lad that we hadn't seen. We had them watched, as we always do. We had a thought of how they would play, how they've played most of the season, and it looked like they changed it. We went with a two up front and looked like a very much a diamond, and we struggled to come to terms with it. In hindsight, maybe we would have played a different team or certainly set up a bit differently. But after, you know, 15, 20 minutes, we got to grips with it, and I thought we'd come into the game where they could have got a couple early on, but as the half wore on, I thought we eased our way into the game. We played some nice football at times. Simba hit the bar, it looked like it was looping in. They hit a bar as well, Price made a couple of saves. So, balance of play, they were on top, but as I said, you know, up the slope in that first half, difficult down the slope was going to be, we fancied ourselves. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of positives to come from today, really.
And apart from the obvious, you know, working hard in that first 45 minutes, do you take anything else out of tonight, or is there a little bit of sort of lack of confidence about tonight?
No, definitely take something out of tonight. They're a good side. We knew they're a good side. They're up there in the shake-up for the playoffs. I think they're one of the best sides we've seen. They're certainly the best side that have come here in the last couple of months, I think. And, yeah, we matched them. We gave them a tough ride in that first half. As I said, we had the elements with us in the second half. We fancied ourselves. We always come strong in games. So, yeah, there's lots of positives. What I was pleased with was how we dealt with the shape that they came with. It was unexpected to what we told the players. Took 15, 20 minutes. We needed to stay in the game. We stayed in the game, and then we built on it. So, yeah, lots of positives because we're still on a good run. We're still you know, on a run of wins, and hopefully we can take that into the next one.
And you must be looking forward to bringing them back, whenever that might be, whether it be in the next few weeks or slightly later on in the season. Your home form has been excellent of late, and it's where you've picked up most of your points.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit more information on the one player they've got, if he's still there when they come back. And yeah, we'll look forward to them coming back down. They seem like a good bunch of lads, and the staff were good, and they've done a great job there. So we look forward to them coming back, and sorry for them, as I said, that they've had the wasted journey. We did everything we could to get the game on. They, you know, they were pleased with it. They thought that the pitch was in reasonable condition, all things considered, and it was just them, really. The bottom goal math was bad, and then that massive deluge just before half time. If we hadn't had that, I don't think the game would have would have been in any doubt, but that sort of 10 minutes or so of rain was ridiculous, and we couldn't, I don't think the game could carry on.
And have you got any thoughts going into obviously the Christmas period? You've played pretty much half the season now. Any sort of, as I say, thoughts going into that, or what you're expecting from the second half of the season at all?
No, I mean, half-time report is good, very good, you know, I'd say very good, it's good. We can go one or two ways. We can rest on our laurels and just say, yeah, you know, we've done okay, and let the season tick through, or we can kick on from here, try and improve our away form and p- pick up some more points, and we're still in a lot of cups. As I said, we've got loads of games coming up. We're going to need the squad. We've got a decent squad of players. It's not a big squad, but we're going to need to utilise it, and hopefully we can have as good a second half of the season as we had the first. If we double our points tally, then that would be, you know, a remarkable season for us with resources that we've got. So let's target that. Let's get to 30 points. Let's get to 40 points, and then who knows? That's probably the way we're looking at it, and see how we go in the cups.
And Godalming Boxing Day, obviously slightly different in terms of tonight. Already played them at home. Already beat them local derby as well. Thoughts going into that?
It's a big game. You know, we look forward to it. It's a chance to try and start the second half of the season away from home better. We know a fair bit about them. They're a good side. They've got some very, very good players. I'm sure they'll be up for the game, and we'll look forward to going there and seeing how we go against them.
Well done for the first half of the season, and obviously best of luck going into Boxing Day for the Godalming game. And just over to you for anything you want to say after the first half of the season.
Yeah, all I want to say is happy Christmas to everyone who listens in, and our supporters that have. I think they've really enjoyed what they've seen from us the first half of the season. The ovation we got on Saturday as the lads walked off was best I've seen it in several years. You know, they really seem to appreciate what the lads are doing. So that was appreciated by the lads. I appreciate all of the support that they do give. Our supporters are very knowledgeable about what's going on. They don't expect the world from us, but all they want is to see us keep working hard, and we do that week in, week out, so they certainly don't complain, and we really, really do appreciate that. So hopefully they have a good Christmas, and we'll hopefully see them Boxing Day. If not, we'll see them in the new year.
Merry Christmas to yourself, and obviously the players as well.
Thank you, mate.